first day. Baruch Hashem, I'm starting to get to know some of you. Those of you that I haven't got a chance to get to know, please, I'd love to get to know you guys. But like Baruch Hashem, it's getting a little more comfortable. We dropped the shadchan, holding by the second date, a little risky. Now I'm going to do something that's really none of you guys should do if you start dating. On the second date, I'm already going to invite you to my house for Shabbos. So December 1st, I think, is the Shabbos. I can't remember which parasha that is. It's the Shabbos, I believe, before Shabbos Chanukah, right after the Geferlich midterms. So, Mirtz Hashem, we could have a whole simcha together. So I'd like to invite the Olam to my community. Apparently half the Olam already lives in my community. But to come to Fairlawn, come to my shul, and the Mirtz Hashem will have a matzav outside. Outside the different scenery. I think it'll be a big experience, Mirtz Hashem. It'll be an opportunity for each and every one of us. I'm speaking to myself. It'll be an opportunity for us to get to know each other outside of the walls of yeshiva, and Mirtz Hashem will have a good time. So please speak to the Madrichim, respond to the Madrichim when they arrange for that Shabbos. Mirtz Hashem habalin v'tov. Anyone here? I have to be honest. I don't have such a sophisticated palate, as they say. I'm a guy who gets excited over Golan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not such a fish eater. Before I got married, you know, the two fish that I eat were tuna and gefilte. And like now, a little bit, you know, saying the 9 days, I try, you know, like my wife tries other things, a little salmon, depends how fishy it is. I'm not a big fish. I imagine if Eric wrote that we have fish tonight, no one would show up. You know, I mean, I imagine that wouldn't really sell. It's all food. It's still food. That's true. But in the Hamish Olam and in the Chassidish Olam, fish is a very chashuv ezach. They say over from the Baal Shem Tov that when he was looking for a town to start his chassidus, so he decided to move to Meshbitz for one reason. It was really not the most ideal place. There was another place that he was looking into. And he decided specifically to go there because there was a river and there was available fish. And that was his achra, that was his psak. That's where we have to start. So Shaila is, what's the beginning? People might know that by Chassidim it's like a yarg bal yavar to have fish at the table on Shabbos. What's the inyan of fish? So that Mrs. Rabosai, if you look in Parshas Noach, there's a real kasha. Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom need to save Noach and his family in this way? You know, like there's, Chazal tell us that there was three tefachim down in the ground that was affected by the destruction of the world. So, just put him in a bunker. Just build a tunnel and he'll be fine. Why do you need bedavka that, first of all, I bechlala, why bedavka is a shaila? Why the Rebbeinu Shalom decide to destroy with water? Like, that's not, when you think of destruction, I'm going to destroy the world. So, like, you think of an atom bomb or, like, you know, blow up the world and start over, whatever. Water. And bedavka, I'm not gonna save Noach and put him in areas that are not affected. I'm going to have him go into a teva. Why? So I think the answer to this kasha, Rabbi Yisai, lies in a Rashi in this week's parasha. Rashi says that every creation, ki hishchis kol basar, every creation was affected by the Dor HaMa.
with one exception. The Dagim Shebayan. The fish of the sea. The Mefarshim are not sure why that is. You know, we usually learn that, you know, the fish of the sea, because they know how to swim. So that's why they were saved. That's not pshat. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to destroy the world. The Rebbeinu Shlomo would have the ability to destroy the fish. The Maharal says something incredible. And I'd like to expound on what the Maharal says. The Maharal says that there was something specific to the fish that was the reason why they were nitzel. It wasn't just because they were in a different area and they were able to survive what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to destroy the world with. But before I explain to you this Maharal, I think this already is found in a Gemara in Brachos. Listen to the following Gemara, Rabbi Say. The Gemara says that Pappas ben Yehuda found Rabbi Akiva after there was a gzeira not to teach Torah. Rabbi Akiva was teaching, was Oisa Kihilas Rabbim. He was teaching Torah in public. And Pappas ben Yehuda says to him, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this?" So Rabbi Akiva responds with the following idea. He says, "Emshel lecha mashal." I'm going to tell you the following parable. There was a shua. There was a fox. And the fox was walking alongside the river. And the fox sees the fish swimming in the river. And he asked the fish, "Where are you swimming to?" And the fish respond to the fox that we're swimming away from the nets of the fishermen. So the fox says back to them, "Why don't you come here and live with me on the Yabosha, and then the fishermen won't bother you." So the fish respond to the fox, "If b'makom chayim, we're running away and trying to save our lives, b'makom misa lo kol shekein." And that's the end of the parable. Fish said, "We're in the water where we live, our natural habitat, and we're trying to survive. If we're going to go to an area that we don't even have our basic survival. We don't have the water that we live in. Alach has kama v'kama that we're going to die." And that's how they responded to the shul. So Rabbi Akiva said to Pappas, said, "Same is true by us. They're going to kill me. Avada, they're going to kill me if I'm not going to teach Torah. B'makom chayim, they're running after me to kill me. B'makom misa, without kiyem chayenu v'yarech yameinu. Lo kol shekein, Zokter Bikiva, like the fish in the marsh." But there's a Vilna Gaon in his Sefer Imrei Noyim on the Gemara there. The Vilna Gaon said this mashal was not just stam, but this mashal relates to specifically the fish and specifically the water. The Shual, who we know, all the Mefarshim, look at the Malbim in last week's parasha, the Shual is the sly, the guy who's the trickster. The Shual is telling the fish to come. Come and hang out. But he says the Imrei Noyim, says the Vilna Gaon, he says, "Come and be with me like old times. Like old times when we lived together. Remember, there was a zman that the whole world was water, and we were all living in unison. and we were able to be all together, so let's do that again. And come on to my turf and we can hang out together. And the fish respond, absolutely not, you're a shakron, says the Vilna Gaon. There was never a matzav that I lived with you in water. Because even in the Dor HaMabul, you died, you were destroyed, and I was the only one who survived. Rabbi Sai, I think in this Vilna Gaon, in this Gemara, it's the answer to what is unique in the fish. It's not just the fact that the fish swim. It's not just the fact that the fish had the ability to deal with this difficult predicament of a mabul. No, absolutely not. The fish are telling the shul that your destruction, and if we would come to your turf, and we would be with you, and we would be affected by you, then we would be destroyed. And the only reason we survived the mabul, Rabbi Sai, is because we are fish and we were never affected by your land and by being around. Zok the Maharal, Rabbi Sai, listen to what the Maharal says in our parsha. Every creation in this world was affected by man's averus and life of sin. Those were only creatures that were in his vicinity, that were on his turf, that were on the Yabasha. There were different creatures that lived an entirely different life. They were able to live in the sea. And Rabbi Sai, the sea is not just the fact that it's water, so therefore it's matim with the mabul that's going on. It's Vidafka, the fish that swim in water, and no matter what the weather is outside, the fish are not affected. It could be snowing, it could be raining, it could be pouring. The fish swim. It doesn't even matter where the tide of the water is going. The fish will swim against the tide. Zok the Heilige fish in the Gemara and Brachas. No, we're different. You are affected by the environment. You are affected by the Sviva. You brought down in Dor HaMabul every creature that lived on the Yabasha around you. Hishchis Kol Basar. The entire Yabasha was affected. But we swam. We swam against the tide. And we were unaffected by what happened in the world around us. That's pshat in why the Dogim Shebayam were not killed and survived the mabul. Because no matter what happened, they were fish and they swam and they weren't affected by the yabash. That's what the fish are telling the Shua. It's not going to go. Not just because we can't live there, because there's no water there. It's against our nature for us to come onto your turf. And the raya is Dor HaMabul. We're never affected, we're never linked to you, we're never connected to you. We do what has to be done. And we swim against the tide. And we're not affected about what happens around us, or what's precipitating, or what's going on in the news. Kadosh Baruch Hu can bring a mabul, can destroy the entire Yabasha. The fish will still continue going. Doesn't interest us. We are fish. And we will survive. Nir lefi ani yazdaiti. By pshat. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hatzola of Noach. In the mabul. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just take an atom bomb and blow up the world? And put Noach in a deep bunker, like Saddam Hussein or wherever he went, or wherever you're trying to hide, wherever they are, underneath. Let some, I don't know, some Arab build something down like that, or hide everything else. Let them build it. We know how to hide people. Teretz is the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to teach Noach. You're going to survive, but you're only going to survive for one reason. Because you're going to be in what? In the middle of the water, as a human being, but in a teva, swimming like a what, Rabbi Yisrael? Swimming like a fish. It's the only way to survive the Dor HaMabul. It's the only way to survive what I'm going to do to this world and bring the Mabul. And that was the message he taught Noach. He taught Noach that a human being could be a fish. And a human being needs to be a fish. And Noach, I want you to understand that the reason the world got to where it got to is because no one's living like a fish anymore. And that has to be reprogrammed. And that's how we need to refresh and restart the world. With a human being that knows how to swim like a fish. It's bedafka that way that there was a Hatzolah done. We know, Rabbi Yisai, that a person could be like a fish. We know it from the most important bracha that was given by Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yisai, that we bless our kids with. V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz. A person could be on the abosha, he could be b'kerev ha'aretz, he could be in the middle of everything, in Midtown, Bekerev, in the midst of the land, Bekerev Haaretz. And yet what? What's the verb? How is he surviving? V'yidgu. Should be like a dog. Should be like a fish. That's the way to survive. To be in Tevas Noach, in the Dor HaMabul. To be a dog. Even if it's Bekerev Haaretz. Even if you're not in the Yah. I mean, if you're in the Abasha and you're in the heart of the land, Bekerava Aretz. When a person's Bekerava Aretz, Rabbi Yisai, in the epicenter, in the middle, in the midpoint, Rabbi Yisai, everything is facing you. Everything is towards you. Everything is in close proximity. Everything is bound to affect you. So what's the only Eitza? Get in a Teva and swim like a fish. Yidgu l'rov, Bekerava Aretz. Answer the Shua of your lives, Rabbi Yisai, with the answer of the Dog. The only way for us to survive, and the only reason we're here from Sheshes May Bracious and we survive the Mabul, Zokta Vilna Gaon, is because we're fish. And Chalila the Chas, would we ever want to come onto your turf? We never did, and we never will. Rabbi Yisai, that's what the Baal Shem Tov wanted. The Baal Shem Tov wanted to be in an area that was mushpa, that was able to be influenced by Mahalach HaChayim of being a fish, of being Dagim Shabayah, of being a Tevas Noach, of being able to survive with all of the negativity around you, with all of the sviva around you, being able to be Bekerev Haaretz, and I'm going to pass up an amazing town that is much better real estate and a better area for us to succeed, that people tried to convince him, and he said, ultimately, there's one way to survive, and that's Dagim Shabayah, and that's to be a fish. It's to swim like a fish. Now, Rabbi Yisai, on a most basic level, this message is important for us because we all, myself, Alachas Kama Vakama included, have so many things that are pulling us in so many directions. And on the most basic level, in order to grow in Avodas Hashem, we have to try to zone in, we have to try to focus, and we have to try to not be affected by the precipitation, by the storms outside, by the mabul that's existing in our lives. Rabbi Yisai, l'chol mar k'deisle, each and every one of you have your own definitions of what that mabul is and what has the ability to affect you in your Bekerev Haaretz. And that is an important lesson, no matter what stage of life you're in, Rabbi Yisai. And unfortunately, that is something that's going to get even more complicated and more complicated as life goes on. And you have to try to figure out ways to keep on steiging, to keep on growing, to keep on focus, to keep those yeshiva days alive, to keep those feelings of Isiris, those Tishreis, those Archushe Merachshe, the Marcheshvin, to be Mamshech, to be able to ignore everything that's going on, and just to grow and cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's hard, because Kerev Haaretz is so dangerous, it affects us greatly, it's 100% true. But Rabbi Yisai, I want to focus not on that message, although it's a very important shmooze and a very important message. I want to focus on the time that we're here right now. Because Rabbi Yisai, as I told many of you in our meetings, these years go by so quickly and they are so precious in your life. Don't waste them. Don't rush through life and don't waste them, Rabbi Yisai. But there's a dimension over here about a dog that's not only just about having focus and being able to just focus on our learning and our Avodas Hashem and our growth. There's something specific to this Moshe, Rabbi Yisai. And I think all of us can relate to this in two ways. Many of us hold each other back from their growth. Many of us try to look at other people that are trying in their way, shape, or form, whatever they do, to define and pave their path of growth in Avodas Hashem. And many of us respond like the Shul. And we say, why don't you just come over to my turf? Why are you doing that? Why are you being different? Why are you being like us? What is this new thing? It's as if it's challenging the Shul. Because he chooses a certain mahalach, or a certain avodah, or a certain thing that is now going to allow him to grow, to be different, to now keep him in his yam. Why can't you let him be? And we try to knock it down. Okay, we have certain ways. We're all shulin. We're all very sly. We're slick. We have ways to say it. I'm not going to say it outright that I'm mamish going to call him out. But I'm going to give it to him like the shul. Why are you swimming there? Why don't you come out to my yabosha? Why are you like me? Why do you have to be different? Rabbi Yisai, it's wrong to be a shul. But you know what? I'm not going to be able to fix all the shulim. Because even if I succeed, Rabbi Yisai, in affecting some of the shulim in here, Rabbi Yisai, I guarantee you're going to meet other shulim in your life. But Rabbi Yisai, I want to focus on what the response should be. Who cares? Half the time, Rabbi Yisai, those comments are coming from insecurity. Half the time, those guys that are shulim is because they know they're on the abosha that didn't survive the Dor HaMabul. That's why they have tainus. What do you care? Let the fish swim. What's the problem with the shul? He knows what the Vilna Gaon said. He knows that we got destroyed, we got rocked. He knows that you're paving a path. But Rabbi Yisai, we get knocked down. We need to learn to swim like a fish. And this applies within our chevra. To be able to allow myself, no matter what someone's going to say, hopefully he'll stop. But if he doesn't, know that it might come from his own insecurities. I gotta find my stream. And even if it's against the tide, and even if it's not classic, and even if it's different, this is what I need. And Amir Tzashem, Rabbi Yisai, it'll get easier when you guys get married. You tell all my chassanim that I teach, you don't need friends when you get married. Because I don't care. I don't care what you think about me. I have to do what I got to do. Just like I have to do what I got to do in my Parnasa. I got to choose what's going to work for me. I got to do what I got to do in my community where I got to live. I got to choose my way that I'm going to swim. And I'm going to survive. Boisai, I wish someone would have told me this when I was in yeshiva. Stop defining your Avodas Hashem based on Yenim. Based on the guys around us. Based on what they're going to say. Based on what's going to be their perspective, their observation. What? Who cares? It's about Ani Vahu Hoshiyono. Right? We just said it. Ani Vahu. Zekeli Va'anvehu. Ani Vahu. It's just you and him. That's what matters. I got to swim. I got to survive. I'm the only one. If I have that Mahalach, we'll be the only one to survive. And we'll be the only one to grow. They're not going to make it in a mob. And Rabbi said that applies not only amongst us, not only amongst the greater yeshiva, but it applies also in the struggle that I know all of you have in your communities. I want to keep some of those hanhagas, some of those things that I was involved with when I was living in that Ir Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. When no one bothered me and everyone was able to do their own thing. And I was able to find that path. And here in America, it's somewhat harder. Because there's just, this is what's accepted and it's not done. Do it. Find your path. Get a shovel and pave. And don't let anyone else stop you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to survive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to succeed. And no one has the ability in this world to tell you what your netiyas are and how you're feeling and what you need to do in order to survive. And you guys all had those moments and all had those hanagas when you were inspired in Eretz Yisrael. But there, I was allowed to do it because these are the years. And now suddenly we all plateau. Suddenly we all stop. No! Don't stop ever! Don't stop swimming! And go against the tide. Whether it's now in yeshiva, Rabbi Sai, and even after yeshiva, when you get married, go to a community that you can continue swimming. That you continue steiging, that you're going to be able to continue paving that. And don't let anyone else stop you. V'yidgu l'rov, that's the bracha. To be a dak. That's what the Baal Shem Tov needed to survive. And that's what the only entity that survived in the Dor HaMabul. So Rabbi said, let's all find our ways that we can be fish. Let's, number one, stop bothering other people that are fish. Let's allow them. But most importantly, Rabbi said, let's just be fish. Because there's always going to be those yaboshes. There's always going to be those shual. There's always going to be a way for the Yetzer Hara to try and make you stop being a fish. And not allow you to ignore what's going around you. And everybody said, Chas v'shalom, should you do it in a gaivadik way? Chas v'shalom, should you do it in a lakanter way? And should you be chutzpedik? Especially to parents or to other people. You have to be a chacham. You have to be smart. You have to know where you wave this and where you put it. But at the end of the day, you have to be a fish. And it's the only way everyone, gedolei olam, succeed. In this Karav Haaretz, in this complicated world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how complicated this world is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how complicated each and every one of your personal situations is. But you know what he wants? He wants you not to be affected, he wants you to jump into the water and to swim. Now, which stroke you use, that's your choice. But you gotta start swimming. It's Hashem Rabbi say, if you take this message, which is such an important message, specifically for your yeshiva days, for these valuable years. Precious years of Rabbi Sai shaping and forming and molding who you are before you start to get to the next stage of your life. and you start shaping and forming and molding other people that you're producing their lives. That you want them to be future little fishes that are going to follow, you know, like the school of fish. They're going to follow their tati, their abba, their daddy, and swim in that same direction. So the question is, are you going to start learning to swim now? Gemara Kiddushin says, strange Gemara. Father has to teach a son Omnus. Father has to teach his son Torah. Father has to do the fireness. What does the father have to do also, Rabbi said? Random. It's to teach him how to swim. That's the key to survive. That's the only way the Yiddishkeit is going to succeed. It's the only way we're going to make it, and that's what the Baal Shem Tov said I need in my community, in my hometown. So Rabbi said, whether or not you start eating fish on Shabbos, I couldn't care less. But I want you all to become fish on Shabbos. And Shabbos, and also that should spill over to the rest of the week. And Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi said, you take this mahalach, I'm telling you, you take this mahalach, everything else is going to happen. Everything else is going to come from it. Every growth in Torah, growth in Tefillah, growth in Shmiras Haloshen, growth in Midas. Because I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, and no one is going to stop me. Mirtz Hashem, we should all carry this out. We should all be Zeiche. To Mirtz Hashem, not face any mabels anymore. And to Mirtz Hashem, have a new beginning. And to Mirtz Hashem, have just Hatzlacha. Simcha, bracha, nachas, and most importantly, Rabbi Yisai, aliyah. Continued aliyah in our Avodas Hashem. Nu.